Many Albany residents were caught off guard by the city's first significant snowfall in almost 2 years. They woke up today to find their cars had been towed away for non-compliance with snow emergency protocol. Winter driving can be tricky and treacherous at times. Some Albany motorists say the same about parking on the streets of New York's capital city, where 120 cars were whisked away by tow trucks overnight.
I know that a number of residents woke up this morning and found that their streets had not been cleared of snow on the odd side of the street, and that's because we had such high noncompliance and couldn't move the cars fast enough.
Mayor Kathy Sheehan spoke with reporters Friday afternoon at City Hall, noting that the usual number of towaways per storm is around 100. Sheehan says they could have towed many more, but for lack of time, equipment, and manpower.
Lack of awareness is a huge contributor. We haven't had a snow emergency in a long time, so we have residents who are new to some of these neighborhoods who, you know, may not be aware of what it means when there is a snow emergency.
Sheehan says Thursday's snowfall exceeded what was expected.
The snow started falling about when the forecasters had predicted it would start, but it was heavier than anticipated, and it lasted far longer than what we anticipated. I believe in the city of Albany, in certain areas, we got 11 inches of snow.
The mayor wants to make certain residents and visitors know the snow emergency rules and move their cars accordingly.
We're hoping that we can get the word out and ensure that people know that there's a snow emergency, and at 8 o'clock tonight that they move over to that odd side of the street so that we can get as much snow removed as possible.
Some of the towed cars had been parked on so-called conflict streets that may have odd and even numbered buildings on the same side of the street.
It can be confusing. And so one of the things that I have asked our sign shop to do and our traffic safety operation to do is to put permanent signage on these conflict streets.
The signs would designate odd and even sides of the street. Sheehan says with another storm or two on the way for tonight and Monday.
It's really important that we get this snow out of the way, because every time we declare a snow emergency, it costs us a significant amount of money. It costs us money in overtime, and then we also have to bring in extra equipment to help us get the snow out. And so, you know, we want to be able to clear this snow in the hopes of avoiding having to declare another snow emergency. We don't know. We'll see. You know, the predictions right now are still a little difficult to bank on, but we need to get this snow out now.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.